You have your Bible?
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So let's start.
They had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that the net began to break. So they and Simon Peter saw this, fell. Left everything to follow him. Short prayer. Lord Jesus, this morning, you let me stand here to preach your words. It's not me, it's you. You can speak people's heart and searching our heart to respond your wonderful words. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. One day this in my old church, this one preacher, he speak Cantonese, and one day some group invite him to Philippines. There's one large group of people from Fujian, Hokkien. They speak Hokkien, but he doesn't know. When he arrived there, the people said, tonight the people who sitting here is speak Hokkien. He said, I don't know how to speak Hokkien. And he stood up, he's just preaching in Cantonese. And the crowd just understand. They respond, they're crying, and they repent, they receive the Lord. And after that, he said, do you understand what I said? I said, yes, clearly. Do you understand Cantonese? No, but you don't speak Cantonese. So this, I don't know what's happening. As the Lord can do all the wonders. Today, I think, when I speak, this is Mandarin, alright? So, you understand what I'm saying here. Because like the first day of the Pentecost, Peter and the 11, they stood up, they speak. According to the scripture, when they speak, all 14 or 15 nation people, they understand what they say. They are Galileans. They not went to the language school to learn another language, but they understand. So Lord can let you understand what he wants to say to each one of us. Today, the passages, what they tell us, it's what happening that day, just like now. Imagine, you just that day, you are fisherman or you are crowd. You watch what Lord Jesus is doing there. What's happening? What's meaning of follower, Christ follower or Christ fans? That day, there's a lot of people, they're crowding. They get together, they want to see, listen, Lord Jesus says what he talk about. And there are some people just crowding things. They just want to get together and see what's happening. What meaning of a Christ follower? For example, when I back to China, this one, the first time I went to the home church, there's one sister. After service, she came to me. She said, "Brother, good work, good words from Lord. Today I can stand here. I praise Lord." I said, "It's easy. You just have leg and just walk to the church and that's happen." He said, "No." She said, "Every Sunday morning, I have to praise Lord. And the victory happening is I can step into the church." I said, "What happening?" She said, "Every Sunday morning, we have a home business, you know, the running home business. They're selling the idol worship. You know, the Chinese people, they make paper Mercedes, you know, they're burning, you know, for the spirit. They're doing that, the business. And the husband want the wife stay home to help. But every Sunday morning, the wife said, I'm going to church to worship my God." And her husband said, "If you go, this is the chopper knife. I cut your leg. I cut your leg off if you go." So every Sunday morning, she can manage to escape, you know, any different direction, the window or somewhere. And one day, her husband is chasing her into the church and grab her head, bang, on the wall. So when I saw her, this front teeth all gone. And what she does, she said, "Praise the Lord, I can step into the church every Sunday morning. That's my victory. That's the Lord's victory in me." So, brother, sister, that's a follower. That's Christ follower. It's not fans. These people, they just look what Jesus can do, some miracles. So well, let's have a look. But it's really follower. It's not that. They want to know the true meaning of follow Jesus. Some people just say, you know, today's the sister asked me one question. He said, "Brother, in Australia, it's easier to be a Christian?" I said, "No, it's harder. Is the persecution there too?" "No, nobody persecutes us. We are so free and so comfortable. Even sometimes, you know, people say they are Christian, but it doesn't mean it. They call themselves Christian. Even they print the words on their currency, 'In God we trust.' But now, look at the people, the country who trust the Lord, what they say." Recently, I discovered this one survey in USA, the Pew Forum in Religion and the Public Life. What they say? They say that there's a 57% Christian Protestant to be willing to accept Christ is not the only way which can obtain the salvation. It's shocking. 79% Catholic said there's many religions may lead to the eternal life. What Christians say, what we believe, or what really in our heart. Today, we read the Bible says, many people crowding around Jesus. How about today? Today, people just like that too. People like crowding. Last year, we went to China. You know, there's a government church. Oh, yes, we're crowding iPhone. We're crowding religion. We're crowding this fans. So exciting that when we see the football or the star, movie star. Last year we went to church and it's just funny how family this just we got up early and went to the church, the government church. It is a big building. So many people they crowding just outside the church. They didn't open the door in the morning, and everybody just go just crowding, you know. And all of a sudden the door is open, the gate is open. Everybody just ooh, we just where's my kids, you know. Everybody just want to put their feet into the heaven, you know, the door of heaven. So everybody just crowding. I said, what they doing? What they really follow Jesus or just crowding? Today's Christians, so many Christians crowding church, but they're not crowding Jesus. They're not following Jesus. It's just fun. But remember, Jesus said that the scripture last word said, "Follow me, follow me." Jesus point out this: Christianity is not a religion; it's a relationship. Follow me. What Jesus said, I invite Sister Lisa to read this for me.
You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. John chapter 5 verses 39 to 40.
Thank you. Even you read the Bible, even you know everything about the Bible, Lord said, come to me. You have a relationship with me. That's what about Lord and me. So what's meaning of that? What's the difference? Life or looks like? This one is it looks like Christian, walk like Christian, smell like Christian, talking like Christian, even the hair like Christian. What's the meaning of like Christian or life Christian? I give you a demonstration, right? Apple. You know apple. It's apple? Yeah, it's apple. What is this for? Look. Eat. Yeah, this looks like apple. And yes, it looks like it's not apple. Looks like apple, but it's not apple. Why? It's plastic. But it just look like it. You cannot eat. Right? Yeah. Look like apple, but cannot eat. Really? Yes, you can. What's the difference? Sorry. They have life. It's real. Can produce life. Can support life. The apple is real. A Christian is have a life. It's not a look. It's not what you say, but what you have. Today, the scripture tells us, Lord said, you're going to have a deeper life with me. Life. From the crowding to get into the deep water. Let's stop for a moment. What's meaning of have a deeper life? why we should have a deeper life. Just, you know, come to the church, read the Bible, do some prayer and give some money to the church, that's all. No, like an apple, you have to have a life inside. You know, Peter, in his book, says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to have it, to eat, to take you away from your belief. What's that mean? Who? Me? Nah, I'm a 30 years Christian. The devil couldn't take me. I read a story. This the story is an angel tell a devil, said, you cannot eat, you know, Christian, because they belong to God. The lion said, oh yeah, no problem. And one day he saw Christian walk around and grabbed him and eat it. The angel said, what you doing? He said, what? You eating Christian? No. He is not Christian. He is. He called him a Christian. He looks like Christian, smells like Christian, he reads Bible and no. He tastes doesn't like Christian. He no taste. The apple, the plastic cannot taste. But the real apple have a taste. So if you don't have a life with Christ, the devil knows. You're not Christian. I'm not scared of you. I can eat you. So today, what Lord tell us? Walk. This story just like, you know, this. What's that word? All of a sudden I stuck. Just remind us. We are have to have a relationship with God, with Lord. So He came to your lifeboat this morning. He said, Simon, put your net in the deep water. 14 years Christian life in me. I believe Lord Jesus 14 years. But the deep inside, I always feeling something missing. I don't know what. Nobody tell me. I'm just searching my heart and looking. Just like Peter says, Master, we were worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything. We are working hard. We are searching hard. We are, you know, looking everywhere to satisfy my life needs. But not Lord. The good fisherman couldn't catch fish. This unbelievable. This wrong. But this passage says, without Lord, you catch nothing. Christians should have abundant life, which is according the scripture. Lord Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it the full life. John 10:10. Really? 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 But most Christians doesn't really feel that way. Instead, mostly the time we felt hopeless. Like Paul said in the Romans, what a miserable man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death. Why he feel that way? Because for what I do is not the good I want to do. No! The evil I do not want to do, that I keep on doing. How many brothers and sisters feel that way? Eh? Oh, yeah, only few. Praise the Lord. You're a good bunch of good Christians. I always feel that way. So that's, Paul said, what a miserable man I am. Who will rescue me from this dead body? But the praise the Lord, this morning, Lord Jesus will come to your lifeboat. He will rescue you from the dead body. Bad habit. We always hate it, but I couldn't give up. Like me. Before I become Christian, I smoke a lot. You cannot even imagine. 80 cigarettes a day. Oh, look like a fool. I say, say to myself, I save the matches. You know, one by one, you know, you don't need to light up. So, yeah. What a miserable man I am. When I become Christian, I said, wow, that's good. I have a new life, new insight. I can do this. I can give up. And my wife, lovely wife, Wendy said, no give up, no marriage. Wow. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah. So I said, yes. I said to myself, you know, I'm strong man, strong will, I can do this. I do it? Nah. I give up 1,001 times. Just try, just couldn't give up. The longest the day, 3 days, I think. I couldn't eat and couldn't sleep and, you know, nose, just running nose, oh, half dead. And one Sunday morning, the preacher, Johann Freira, he stood up, he preached, and one word come to my heart. The Lord said, you are the wonderful, precious vessel of me. It's not you, precious, because me in you. I said, I heard this couple of hundred times. I read the Bible. It doesn't do any good because I just read. But that day I really receive that message. Just like a light go into my heart. And the next morning I feel different. I light up my cigarette. You know, morning cigarettes are very important. Just like a motto. One day, you know, you will be all right. When I light up, the one mind is in the light into my mind said, you already gave up. You already. Then throw them away. I think, no, hang on. I gave up 1,000 times. This time I have to be careful. I put my 2-pack of cigarette in my locker. In case, you know, someday, you know. Now, 11 years. Not single cigarette. When I smell, what this smell? You know, it's awful. Before, it's beautiful. What's happening? I didn't do anything. I just trust the Lord into my life, into my heart, into my events, daily life. So, brother, sister, friend, if you know, I believe you don't have this, you know, bad habit, drinking and smoking. But if you does, cry out to the Lord. Lord, help me. How? How Lord can help you? First, you have to come to Jesus. Three things. First, you have to come to Jesus. Second, into the Jesus. Third, follow Jesus. Then, you can see the results. Three things. First, come to Jesus. Don't satisfy in the crowd. You know, everybody just, you know, we crowd church, we come to church, and we just sing the song, happy, and leave the Lord in the church, and then we go home. No! You have to step out of your comfortable zone. So the sister asked me, said, the Christian in Australia is hard? It's hard! Too comfortable! It's hard to step out. But today, this morning, Lord, come to your boat, your lifeboat, like Simon Peter. Lord, come to his lifeboat, say to Simon. You put your net into the deep water. First, you have to willingness. You have to say, Lord, I want to come to you. This is the first thing. Then you can transform. You can change. You can change. One brother in our church, he never changed. He's sitting in this seat 30 years. So they said, Jesus is yesterday, today, forever. Never change. Me too. That's not an attitude. If you want to have a deeper life with Christ, you have to change, willing to change. What we should do, like Peter said, Master, if you say so, if you say so, because you say, I will let down the nets. Peter doesn't say, you're a carpenter, I'm a fisherman. Teach me how to fish. But he said, if you say so, I lay down my net. Dear brothers, sisters, this morning is not I preach. I'm just bad, limited English. But the Lord wants to say to you, then your willingness is, Lord, if you say so, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll be back. Yes, in the Bible, the scripture says, dear Lisa,
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2.
Good, he's good, pleasing, and the perfect will happen in your life. I know it, because I experienced. I was, lost. I was, before I was a dancer. Then I become worker. Then I saved. Then become pastor. What's the transform? In the transformation, I know Lord is good. It's pleasing. It's perfect. Because Lord, into my lifeboat, let me transform. It's happened my brother Rocky as well. I had a really good brother. He's Hindu. He's an Indian, black, strong, and tough guy. His life transformed from Hindu to Christian. I live with him. He's a very tough, rough guy. He drink a lot and kick his wife, children. But he's good heart. He had a good heart. But every day he said, Shane, where are you going? Every Sunday. He said, I said, go church. Church? What church? I said, Christian church. Oh, you Chinese believe Buddhist, not Christian. I said, I don't know, because my English is really, you know, limited, broken. I cannot explain to him. I said, the Lord, do something about him. One day, he just lie down on the floor, and 3 days couldn't move. His leg just like jelly, and would get up. Then took him to the hospital and check everything out. He got nothing wrong. And one night, this one his relatives from Fiji, and come to his house and look at him. I said, "This black magic." And now I can, by name of a Most High God, to, you know, rebuke the evil spirit away and receive the Lord Jesus in your heart, then you will be stand up. I said, wow, this is just great. And I couldn't explain, you know, to him. He's a Hindu from the little and brought up with a Hindu. He worship all the corner. He had lots of idols and the elephant, the snake, the monkey. And how he can transform? This nobody can say, persuade, change his mind. But the Lord does. That night, he received Lord Jesus become his Savior and Lord. Ah, great God, how he great is. So next morning, he followed me to the Chinese Christian church. Well, a black guy. And said, what's happening here? He said, I go with my brother Shane and to his church. And now his whole family transformed because of the grace of God. So look, you have to willing to transform. Secondly, into Jesus. When you taste, the Bible tells me, taste and see that the Lord is good. Is good. But you have to taste. You just watch and the crowding and the thinking, no way, you have to taste. Ah, bet it. Then you know the Lord is good. Then you can transform. So, what happened? What happened when you invite Lord Jesus to your life? Not always pretty. Don't think when you become Christian, everything is okay, A-okay, nothing bad happened to you anymore. No! For myself, I know one, twice, crisis happened to my life. Then I know Lord more, and more, and more. For example, when you invite Lord Jesus into your life, deeper life, the two things can happen. The first one, you'll be see yourself. The Bible tells us, in the light, you can see light. You can see yourself, what awful man you are, woman. I experienced that. Peter fell down, said, the Lord, get away from me. I'm a sinful man. See? When you see the Lord Jesus, you can see yourself. Before I said, I'm a good man. I'm a best man. I'm not, evil and hate people, kill people, and do the doctrine and everything. I didn't do that. I'm the good man. But one day when I see Lord Jesus, I can see myself. I'm a sinful man. Secondly, you can see the Lord. You can see the Lord. Miracle. You know, the Peter said, wow, this is a fish. I never see this many fish in my life. Couldn't see it. But one net, the scripture said, so full. The scripture says, they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that the day and night began to break. All the fishermen were astonished. Yes, when you see the Lord in the deeper, you will see something amazing happen. So third, you follow Jesus. When you had the experience with Lord Jesus, this one thing will happen. From a fan to a follower. Before, I just, you know, so fan of Christianity, Christian worship. But now, I become a follower. A real follower. Before, I didn't even know that. One holiday, I went back to China. All the, you know, my classmates, they so success. They went to American, France, and Italy. They doing ballet, and someone even have their own ballet company. So I sit with them, and you know, everybody just so proud. Oh, I'm so good. I have a 2 house and 4 cars, 3 wives. You know, 3 children and a couple of wives, and everybody just say, this one famous young musician. He's, I know him as when he's little. So he in among us, and he watched everybody talking, and after, well, he talked to me. He said, Uncle Du, you seem like the very poor man in this. Oh, that's yes. It looks like you got nothing they have. I said, wow, you're right. I said, but you have, they don't have. I said, what I have, they don't have. Satisfaction. In other words, called contentment. Huh? Is it right? I said, where am my satisfaction? He said, in your eyes. Brother, sister, do you have it? Think about it. If you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, you just don't have it. My English is bad. Your life will change inside out. You cannot, you know, cover your eyes. People will see. Devil like lying, they will see you. Have taste or not. People will see you if Lord Jesus is in your heart or not. So, Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. He changed his occupation. He changed from a fish man to man. No, it's not catching men. Because first, you're catching yourself. Because Lord catching you. You have a Lord inside you, then you can catching others. If you don't have it, why I believe Lord is you just like, you don't even believe it. So what are we going to preach the gospel if I don't have it? I should have it, because this morning God will catching you. Lord Jesus will step on your lifeboat this morning. And you will do 3 things in the conclusion. First, do not satisfy your situation or your spiritual life. Willingness, come to Jesus. And secondly, invite Jesus step in your life. Every moment, everything, God, Lord Jesus will invent come to your inner life events. Your habit, your work, your relationship, your family, your study, your eating, your sleeping. Lord will be there with you. Then the results will experience how God is great, how God is good. Then you will experience, like the Bible said, taste. God is great. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, this morning, I praise you. We worship you. You are the great God. But you not only save us, you want to give us abundant life. This morning, from the scripture, Lord, you say to us, say to our heart, come to you, invite you, and follow you. So Lord, bless this, all the brothers and sisters in congregation, in English congregation, and let our life transform. In Jesus' name, Amen.